For Pulse of the Palouse, I'm Lauren Marie. For Pulse of the Palouse, I'm Lauren Marie. Grab a colorful brochure and get ready for a self-guided tour of artwork by local and regional artists. The Moscow Art Walk opens this Friday, June 14th. Art director Kathleen Byrne says this year they have 78 businesses represented, along with over 125 artists. Byrne says the tour starts around 3 o'clock with chalk art for kids in Friendship Square, and the Palouse Jazz Project kicks off the music at 4. There will also be a barbecue at the City of Moscow Water Department from 3 to 6 p.m. When asked if there was anything special about this year's art walk, Byrne said indeed there was something big. Political cartoonist and artist R. Crumb, most prominent in the 60s and 70s, drew a piece while here in Idaho. It has been in storage.
We're going to frame it, you know, and to protect it, and then we're going to install it at Public Works. So we're going to show it off to the public on Friday.
We see for years after the building where it was housed collapsed. It is now returning and will be on display at Art Walk.
We're going to frame it, you know, and to protect it, and then we're going to install it at Public Works. So we're going to show it off to the public on Friday.
For more information on Moscow Art Walk and to view this year's brochure online, visit ci.moscow.id.us. The fourth annual 2013 Pullman Art Walk is scheduled for July 19th and 20th, and although it's over a month away, the Pullman Chamber of Commerce is currently accepting applications for artists and businesses wishing to participate. Tourism Director of the Pullman Chamber of Commerce, Vicki Leeper, says the 19th will be more...
I'm going to come out to both days because they're definitely both different. We've got, like I say, the adult-themed evening, Friday night, and then a lot of stuff for the kids on Saturday.
Toward adults, featuring receptions with local artists, demonstrations, and live music. Leeper says July 20th will focus more on the kids with a chalk drawing contest, costume characters downtown, a bouncy house, and
they can let me know how much room and space they have in their business, because some of them are quite limited as to what they can house, and we can match them up with an artist with the appropriate size artwork for that space, and definitely not a typical place you'd see artwork. We could have it on easels. We don't even need wall space, so we can make it work.
An art booth where kids can create their own artwork.
Well, I'm going to come out to both days because they're definitely both.
For Pulse of the Palouse, I'm Lauren Marie.